The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
Just step a little closer, if you will, my friend. You might be the start of a mighty insurgent throng.
You mean me?
You and another. Slumming tonight, friend?
Oh, I just happen to like carnivals.
The gentleman says he likes carnivals. And now let us all step up a little closer here while we talk about the greatest attraction on the mighty Midway. A test of strength, courage, and endurance, attracting attention all over the civilized world and further. Texas.
It's a joke, friend.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I am talking about that little lady inside the tent here that all your friends have told you positively not to miss. The courageous girl who lies buried alive 20 feet below the surface of the earth.
Are you going in, friend, or am I wasting my time?
I'm still on the fence.
Well, you have heard her name, you have read about her in the papers, and now you are going to see Mona, the buried alive girl, who has lain in her grave on these premises for 222 hours, 36 minutes, and 21 seconds. And is now attempting to break the world record of 244 hours.
Ooh, how strenuous.
Inside the tent, you will see her, talk to her, ask her any questions that happen to be on your mind.
Tell me more.
My friend, I don't request that you buy a ticket for this great attraction. I just ask that you put this question to yourself.
Yes?
Would I have the courage to change places with Mona, the buried alive girl?
No.
I thank you for your kind attention, and the box office is now open.
Oh. One, please.
One, he says. Some days it don't pay to get buried alive. There you are, son. The entrance is right in front of you.
My change?
Yeah, the change. That's right. It's a mere oversight, sir, I assure you. Here you are, right straight ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. To communicate with Mona, talk down tube. Well, all right, I talk. Mona!
Frankie, you gotta get me out of here. I'm going crazy down here. I'm scared.
Mona, this is...
I've been thinking, Frankie. I've been thinking all day what Angie said just before she... I don't want to end up like Angie, Frank. I don't. And I will if you don't get me out of here. I know I will. I don't want to die, Frankie. Get me up.
Mona, this isn't Frankie. This is Simon Templer. Can I help you?
Oh, you're not... You're not Frankie?
No, but I'll help you if you'll tell me what you're afraid of. Mona?
I am in very good health and am enjoying no physical discomfort whatsoever. I am looking forward eagerly toward breaking the world's record for being buried alive. 244 hours. Pictures of me are available at the box office at nominal cost.
Mona, what are you afraid of?
I am in very good health and am enjoying no physical discomfort whatsoever. I am looking forward eagerly to...
I know, I heard.
Hey, what are you doing here? Who are you?
I'm Simon Templer, a customer. Who are you?
Customer? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, say, aren't you the strong man? I saw your act a few minutes ago. Segundo, huh?
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, pretty good. Tell me, Segundo, what about Mona? Who was Angie?
Angie? Excuse me, I gotta go.
Hey, wait a minute.
So you got two for the price of one, eh, friend? Mona and the strong man, Segundo.
I caught his act before. Quite a large hunk of muscle. I wouldn't like him to step down on my foot.
Yeah, the guy is built like a Hudson. Only trouble is his motor don't run so good.
Oh, a few chips light in the head, huh?
A whole stack. Well, did you enjoy your chat with Mona?
Tell me, who was Angie?
Angie, oh, yeah, that Angie, that's a real sweetheart. That was Mona's sister. Angie used to do the Buried Alive act before she died. Oh, a real down.
Was it an accident?
Accident? No, no, it was a weak heart. That Angie, oh, she was all heart. Oh, we miss her. How'd you know about her?
Tell me about Mona.
Why?
I might like to help her, that's all.
Hey, look, my friend, nobody in this county needs no help from you. We take care of each other. We always have and we always will. Nobody on the outside cares nothing about us, and we don't care nothing about them. Now, beat it.
Who's the owner of this carnival?
V. St. Clair, and her trail is right down the midway, and she'll tell you the same thing I did.
I'm hard to discourage.
Friend, there's nobody here needs no help.
Friend, you forget that I've heard your jokes. See you later. Miss St. Clair?
Right. Who are you?
I'm a customer of your carnival.
Well, come in, customers. Sit down.
Oh. Thank you, thank you. I wanted to ask a few questions, if you don't mind.
Where's your question license?
My name is Simon Templar, also known as the Saint.
Please, for my own opinion. What do you want to know?
I'm interested in Angie.
Oh, Angie?
Mm-hmm.
They never come any better. Every 100 years or so, you meet somebody nice in this lousetrap circuit. And Angie was one of them. Now she's gone and the crumbs remain.
Anything peculiar about the way she died?
Sudden, that's all. Heart. Why?
And her sister Mona took her place.
Yep. Mona's a good kid, but a kid.
Any chance of her being brought up from the living grave soon?
Why?
I got the impression she didn't like it down there.
No, you did. You know something? I don't like running this flea circus of a carnival either. Some mornings I don't even like living. But I don't come running to you about it, Mr. Templar.
You won't bring her up, then, huh?
No. I got nothing to say about it anyway. It's up to her husband, Frankie Fowler. You catch his act, Frankie the tattooed boy?
I'm afraid I'm not an art lover.
Well, he's no Mona Lisa, Jack. Any more questions?
Would I get any more answers?
No.
But when a woman says no, that's not always what she means.
Jack, that's an entirely different type of question.
Hello. Anybody here?
Yeah?
Frankie, I'd like to talk to you.
Who are you?
My name is Simon Templar, Frankie.
What do you want?
Well, I've always been interested in tattoos. I think they're fascinating.
Oh?
Hmm. Almost as fascinating as the people who do them.
Oh, a fan. Come in, come in.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, the Connie's closed for the night, but I'm always glad to oblige a customer.
Well, I'm not exactly a customer. I'm a friend of Mona's.
Mona's got no friend Simon Templar.
Well, let's say a speaking acquaintance. Did you know Angie, Frankie?
Know her. Angie was my wife. Wonderful girl. Almost killed me when she passed away. Omaha.
She's buried there?
I couldn't leave her behind. Not with strangers. Call me sentimental if you want to, but that's the way I felt. You see that urn over there on the table? Now Angie's with me always.
I see.
They say us carny people got no heart. Hey, you like to see some real artistic work in tattoo, Mr. Temple?
Oh, maybe some other time, Frank.
Look at that. Look at that. Here. Monitor and a Merrimack. Civil War. Authentic, 100%. Mm. Yeah, they don't do work like that anymore.
Frankie,
Everything I got on me is art. Art! I seen a guy the other day, ask him what he had on. He said, surrealism. Surrealism. I told him right out. I said, the guy that tattooed that on you ain't American. That's what I told him, and I'll stand by it. Surrealism.
Frankie, I've been talking to Mona.
What about?
She's buried too far under the earth, Frankie. She wants to come up.
Well, she does she? She say anything else, did she?
I just got the impression she was frightened down there.
Well, let her be. Let her stay there. She's getting just like Angie.
Oh? Angie was frightened?
Well, no, that's not what I meant. Angie was the greatest. It's just that they're sisters, see? What's this to you?
Nothing, except I think it might be better if you brought Mona up.
Oh, you do. You do. Segundo!
Frankie.
Come in here. Now you see what happens to guys who get nosy.
Afraid to do your own strong-arm work, eh, Frankie?
Why, you...
Here I am.
Look, Segundo, this guy came in here saying bad things about Angie.
About Angie?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that, mister. Not about Angie. I don't like nobody to say bad things about Angie.
I'm trying to help her, Segundo, and Mona.
Don't listen to him, Segundo. Get him.
I don't trust strength.
Hit him again, Segundo. Throw him out.
Yeah. You shouldn't have said bad things about Angie.
Hey, wake up, mister. Wake up. Hey, carnival's closed for the night, friend. Why don't you go home and sleep?
Oh, wait till I find my head.
What happened?
Well, let's say too much cotton candy and circus peanuts, huh?
Drink help you out?
Ooh, immeasurably. Lead the way.
You don't mind drinking with a dwarf, do you?
Uh-huh. Why should I?
Some people do. My name's Carlos.
Hello. I'm Simon Templer.
Yeah. Oh, right in here. Oh. My home. One of the wagons. Oh, don't bump your head.
I'll watch it.
Here. Pour this down.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Why, I needed that.
Have to go, or can you stay and talk a while?
Oh, I'd like to stay if I may, Carlos.
Oh, thank you. I very seldom get the chance to talk, Mr. Templer.
Why is that?
A dwarf's rather a lonely occupation. Not freak enough to make much money in the carnival, and too much of a freak to be accepted out of it. Oh, I'm sorry to burden you with my troubles.
Everyone's troubles are everyone else's, Carlos.
Well, thank you. Want to tell me about yours?
Well, I had a call for help tonight from 20 feet under the ground. And I just don't know what to do about it.
Mona?
Yeah. She said she was afraid she would end up like Angie. She wanted to come up, but or nothing at all, since Angie died of natural causes.
That's what they all said. Did you tell anyone else about this?
Not directly, no. Frankie refused to let her come up. We got into it.
They'll throw you out.
An understatement, Carlos.
I have another drink. Mona never talked like this before. She was never scared, not like Angie. Mona's got guts. It worries me. Go here.
Oh, thanks. What about the man who was married to both of them, huh? Frankie.
Simon. If you were born a freak like I was, you had no choice and you can be philosophical. But if you make yourself a freak like Frankie did, you gotta hate yourself and everybody else as long as you live.
And yet two women married.
Don't rub it in. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have jumped you. I'm not always as philosophical as I try to be.
I can't help thinking of Mona, buried alive, afraid. Afraid of what? And she mentioned that Angie said something to her just before she died.
What?
She didn't say. Tell me, how far are we from where Mona is?
Just across the Midway. You want to go over there?
I'd feel better.
And so would I. Let's go.
What about B. St. Clair, Carlos? Can you figure her out?
Well, not quite, because I don't think B. can figure herself out. She hasn't had much fun either. I hope she gets some.
This is Mona's tent, isn't it? Anybody around?
Not a soul. Let's go in. Mona! Mona! Huh. She must be asleep.
Well, let me try. Mona! Can you hear me? Mona! She's not asleep. There's something wrong. Mona!
Mona, it's Carlos. Mona! What was it she said? She might wind up like Angie? Mona!
Carlos, go get every man you can and every shovel and then get a doctor and an ambulance.
Yeah. He wanted to break the record. Well, maybe she will. Maybe she will. Like Angie.